ॐ अज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाखाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा
grateful to be among all of you today. Gayatri Devi, wonderful to see you. So thankful for all of you for taking this precious time to be with us. Special gratitude to Swabhas Prabhu for giving me this opportunity. There's a beautiful verse in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kapunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Cheti Kodiye Udoi. That love for Krishna, love for God, is within the heart of every living being. The natural characteristic of that love for God that is within our heart is compassion, love for every living being. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Because every living being is a part of God, of Krishna. And it is for this reason, to simply remind us of who we are, what is our potential, what we really have, that the Lord descends to this world again and again. The Gita tells, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. That I descend into this world age after age, millennium after millennium, to teach this eternal principle of Sanatana Dharma. And the various avatars, many who established various religious systems within this world, their purpose is to remind us of our true potential. When our beloved Gurudev Srila Prabhupada came to America, it was in the late 60s, one reporter from a famous American magazine was interviewing him and challenged him. Swami, why have you come to our country? We already have our own religions. What is your purpose for coming? Srila Prabhupada said, I have not come to convert, I have come to enlighten. I've simply come to remind you of what you have forgotten. What did you forget? That the greatest joy that everyone is looking for, love for God, is within us. But forgetful of it, we are chasing so many of the mirages within the spiritual desert of the world. And this is what Srila Prabhupada gave his life for, to remind us of what we have forgotten. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, when he spoke this beautiful verse that we quoted, he was trying to teach us this. His greatest associates, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, he sent them into the streets. Go to every house, every shop, every bathing ghat, wherever there's people, and give them this simple message. We are not asking anything of you except to just remember that Krishna is your eternal mother, your eternal father, is the treasure of your heart and your very life and soul. And we can easily awaken that love for Krishna from within us by chanting his holy names. So often, people become so confused, depressed, because we just forget who we really are and what we really have. I'll give an example. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, he came into a jungle where there was a famous robber and killer who had an entire army of thieves that worked under him. They would terrorize neighborhoods. They would plunder, steal, and if anything got in their way, they didn't think twice about killing people. And even the law could not touch them. They were just too powerful. His name, the leader of the gang was Nauroji. So Lord Chaitanya, as he was traveling through the area, he heard so many ghastly, horrible things about Nauroji. He decided to meet him. So he was going into the forest where their headquarters were. And everybody was trying to stop him. Don't go there. Lord Chaitanya said, what is he going to steal from me? I'm a Swami, I have nothing. They said, that doesn't mean anything. If you have even a water pot, he'll kill you. If you don't even have a water pot, this man is so cruel, he is so vicious, that he'll kill people just because he enjoys the smell and the experience of bloodshed so much. It's his addiction. Lord Chaitanya smiled and walked right into the headquarters. And there were hundreds of robbers and thieves and his army. They saw him. Lord Chaitanya sat under a tree very patiently and started chanting Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. At that time, people came to him, the robbers. They said, "What are you doing here? What is your business? There's no trespassing." But he was so immersed in remembering Krishna, he actually entered into a state of spiritual samadhi. He was so absorbed in love for Krishna, he was not aware of the external circumstances around. And this was considered by these robbers to be an insult. "Why are you not answering our questions? Who are you? What are you doing here? You have no business here." He was like this. So they were very upset. But because he was so beautiful and he had such an effulgence of compassion around him, they didn't kill him. Instead, they reported it to Nauroji, their chief. And Nauroji said, "Bring him here." And they can't say, "Nauroji wants you to come to him." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." They went to him. He said, "He's not even coming. He's not listening. This person is so stubborn." Nauroji drew his sword and charged toward the Lord and screamed out, "What are you doing here? What is a holy man doing in a place like this?" At that point, Lord Chaitanya looked up at him. He looked at Nauroji with such love, with such compassion. Nauroji didn't know what to do. He was angry as fire. Lord Chaitanya's glance was filled with such gentleness, simplicity, and love that Nauroji was disoriented. He just stood there. And then Lord Chaitanya spoke. He said, "You call yourself a robber, but I see in you such immense devotion to Krishna." Now, that would be usually interpreted as serious sarcasm. That's like what some, L.A. comedian would say about something totally contradicting their nature. But because of the Lord's loving, gentle, simple glance, Nauroji had to hear what he said. And he challenged Lord Chaitanya. He said, "I am a robber, a killer. Why do you say this about me? Explain it." Lord Chaitanya looked upon him and said, You call yourself a robber and a killer, and that is your profession. But in your heart, I see a treasure, a wealth of devotion, love, and happiness that any man in this entire world would want that." Nauroji said, "Are you serious? Do you really mean this?" Lord Chaitanya said, "Certainly." At that point, something happened. Let me tell you. It was the first time in practically his entire life he had ever heard someone say something good about him. It was the first time in his life that he believed that there was goodness in his own heart. It was the first time in his life that he really believed that there was divinity. There was love in a heart that was so much covered with nothing but envy, hatred, and arrogance. Recognizing that that was within him, there was a total revolution that took place in his mind. And he put down his sword. And he said to Lord Chaitanya, do you mean to say that despite everything I've done and all of the bad qualities I have, if I unconditionally surrender to Krishna, Krishna will accept me? Lord Chaitanya said, certainly. He started to cry. Nobody had ever seen him cry before. As tears were rolling down his face and his beard, he said, I'm now 60 years old. I'm so absorbed in my career as a killer and a robber. I have no wife. I have no children. But now, for the first time, in your presence, I am feeling the power of time coming before me as death. And I realize I have totally wasted my life. Then he threw his sword down and he looked at all the other thieves in his army and said, I retire. If you want to remain as thieves, find yourself another leader or follow me. But I'm going to follow this saint wherever he goes. And then he fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet. And Lord Chaitanya just smiled at him, told him to chant the names of God, and walked away. And Naroji followed him. He said, I want to come with you. I want to come with you. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you cannot come with me. Then Naroji, he realized he was still dressed like a royal king, with all kinds of rubies and diamonds and sapphires and silks that he had stolen from people. And he took it all off, just threw it away, and put on a simple shredded loincloth. And now he said to Lord Chaitanya, now can I come with you? And Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything. So he followed him. He followed him to so many holy places in Lord Chaitanya's South India tour, to Pandharapur, to Nasik, to Panchavati. And in one place, he got a disease and he was dying. And Lord Chaitanya took his head and put it on his own lap. Naroji's head was on Lord Chaitanya's lap. And he was petting his head. Lord Chaitanya was crying with affection for him. And the Supreme Lord himself was chanting beautiful mantras, beautiful names of himself. He was chanting as Naroji's soul left his body and went to Goloka, to the spiritual world. This is a famous historical example of how the Lord simply reminded him of who he really was. However cruel, however envious, whatever we may have done in this world can never change the truth. that we're eternally part of God. We are Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, and love of God is the treasure of the heart. Nothing that we do or anything in this world can change that. That is truth. That is an absolute truth. When Srila Prabhupada was in London, he was asked the same question. Why have you come here? And Srila Prabhupada said, the British conquered and plundered India for about 200 years. You took our jewels, you took our agriculture, you tried to take away everything and bring it to London. But you forgot the most precious treasure in all of India, our spiritual culture. Our spiritual culture that actually gives people an awareness of who they really are. Eternally parts of Krishna. Eternally loving servants of Krishna. That's the wealth of India. That's the wealth of every heart. He said, I have come to bring to London what you forgot to take. And we have with us Shamsundar Prabhu, who went to London just before Srila Prabhupada to set the stage for his arrival. And what incredible stories that was. What Shamsundar Prabhu and the other five devotees who went there, in significant ways, their humble efforts changed the world. Who would have ever known? I saw a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote. I think it was in 1968 or 69. Srila Prabhupada writes to Mukunda Maharaj, who was then a married man. And he wrote, Shamsundar wants to go. They were in San Francisco at the time. Shamsundar, Mukunda, Gurudas, Jamuna, Malati, and Janaki. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to them in San Francisco. And he said to Mukunda Maharaj, Shamsundar wrote to me that he wants to go to England to give Krishna to the Beatles. The Beatles were in a musical band. You probably heard about that. And Prabhupada said, I think it's a good idea. What do you think? Who are they? They had no money. They didn't know anybody. And to get in England in those days, you needed money. I remember, I wrote about it in this little book, The Journey Home, I wrote when myself and my friend Gary, when we arrived, we took a boat from Rotterdam in Holland, from the Hook of Holland. We went to Dover. And the immigration, they saw us. They were very displeased. They asked how much money we had. And we showed them. We showed them that we didn't have any money. And they searched us thoroughly, thinking we were holding something else. They harassed us for hours and hours. They did not want anybody like us coming into England. So they had no money. They borrowed, I think, $100 or something from Srila Prabhupada just to get across the border. They were in Amsterdam, and one couple, they came by the same boat. and they showed them $100. Then they sent the $100 back to the next couple, and they came across the boat, showed them $100. And they sent it to the third couple and came across the boat, showed them $100. When they were all in, they sent the $100 back to Srila Prabhupada. That's how they got in. And where were they sleeping? So many stories. One time I was in London with them and they were showing me different places. And there was one place where they were living in a basement, Shamsundar and his wife and baby daughter were living in a box, a cardboard box that was used to ship a refrigerator. Something like that, yes? They were living in boxes in a warehouse. And they'd wake up in the morning and there'd be snow all around them. Very simple living. Raising a baby. But they were so... Because, like Lord Chaitanya with that Nauroji, they weren't like Nauroji so much. But to some extent we all are. Srila Prabhupada saw something so beautiful. He saw something so divine. He saw such a treasure in them, something that they never saw in themselves. And because Prabhupada saw it, and Prabhupada expressed it, they believed that they were really something very special. And they understood that every living being is someone unlimitedly, eternally special. Now, this does not make us arrogant, thinking, I am special. Because usually, if you think in a materialistic way, if you think you're special, then you're either arrogant towards someone who's not so special, or you're envious of someone who's more special. But this concept that everyone is infinitely special, including me and you and everyone else, then there's no arrogance, there's no envy, there's no depression, there's simply joy. Life becomes a celebration, and you want to share that joy with others. The question is how to realize and experience that eternal, blissful, loving, compassionate nature that is within us. By associating with people who can see that, by associating with people who encourage that, and by following these simple moral lessons of good character, and chanting God's holy names, purifying our hearts, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhichiti Kodiye Yudhoi, that love is awakened. So this was their spirit. Because Srila Prabhupada saw it in them, they felt so empowered. And they began to realize it, to taste it, and they simply wanted to share it. And nothing was impossible for them anymore. And after a few months, they were living at John Lennon's house. And they brought Srila Prabhupada to live in John Lennon's house. And they were making records with the Beatles. Paul McCartney was doing the in the control room, doing some of the mixing. And George was playing guitar and others were encouraging. And the Hare Krishna mantra became the number one song in Europe. On the top 40, it was number one. Hare Krishna mantra, amazing. And the Radha Krishna album became one of the best-selling albums. And they were touring around. And even famous bands were second They were the warm-up bands to Shamsundar Prabhu's band. Now, that's quite impossible. They were not such high professional musicians. It's just that Prabhupada saw that in them. And because Prabhupada saw it in them, they had a total revolution of consciousness and wanted to share that with the world. The tendency these days is we just don't have time, especially with economic pressures and all that. Can I tell you another story about Lord Chaitanya in regard to this? Did you say no or Hari Bol? To my ears, it kind of sounds the same. Thank you, I'm honored. When the Lord was traveling in South India, he was with some of his devotees, or just one devotee. He was just with one other. And he came upon a washerman. Now, this washerman, he was, in those days, they didn't have washing machines. He would just wash people's clothes by a riverbank, and he would just beat the clothes on rocks. Like, have you ever seen how they do that? It's actually incredible. It's really an art. First, they beat them like, and then they'll take them in their hands and they'll start like beating them with their fists by going. So he was doing like that. But this person was really a nasty person because he was quite desperate. He didn't have much money. He had a family he had to maintain. He was economically really, really in a crunch. Sounds familiar? And usually when sadhus would come, they always ask for something. Yes? You may have that experience. They usually ask for a donation or something, or give me some rice, or give. And he didn't have anything, and he did not want to talk to anyone who could possibly ask for anything. He wouldn't even look at people. Anybody who would come up to him, he would think, "What does he want from me?" And he would ignore them. So Lord Chaitanya came up with great sympathy and said, "Please chant Hari Bol." And the person wouldn't look. He just went. Lord says, "Please chant Hari Bol." And the man looked at him, didn't even look at him. He just said, "Get out from here. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't want anything from you. I don't have anything. Just get away from me." Lord said, "Just chant Hari Bol." And Lord Chaitanya wouldn't leave. So finally, the man looked. He wouldn't even look at him. He said, "I am a busy man. My family is desperate. I have to use every moment of my life for my work. Don't waste my time." Lord Chaitanya said, "I'm not asking anything of you, just I'm giving you the name Hari Bol." He said, "If you want me to do that, are you ready to take these clothes and wash them? Because I can't spare a moment." And then he looked up at the Lord, because he knew that was going to scare him away. "Are you willing to come and wash all these clothes and I'll say Hari Bol?" He didn't say that. He just said, "I'll do it if you wash the clothes." And then he looked up like, "Huh." And Lord Chaitanya, his eyes were glazed with such compassion, with such love. He saw the eternal loving potential within this washerman. He saw the treasure of love of God that was within his heart. And Lord Chaitanya was appreciating, respecting, and honoring that. And the man was very much taken back by that glance. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Give me your clothes. I will wash them. I'll wash all the clothes you have here. You just chant Hari Bol." And the Lord was reached out to take the clothes. He was ready to wash clothes. He'll do anything to get somebody to accept the gift of love of God. The person didn't trust giving him the clothes. He said, he just took the clothes back. But what could he do? He said, "Hari Bol." And the Lord said, "Say it again. I'll wash your clothes if necessary, but say it again." He said, no, I'll wash the clothes. "Hari Bol." He was grasping the clothes very hard. And he said it 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. And he started to taste the sweetness of the holy name by the mercy of the Lord. And then he couldn't stop chanting Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. He'd let go of his clothes and right on that riverbank began to dance ecstatically. He had achieved love of God just by saying Hari Bol in the presence of the Lord. He was dancing and dancing and dancing. Lord Chaitanya, I think he washed the clothes for the person while he was dancing and dancing. This went on for hours. He was in ecstasy. Meanwhile, his wife came. Because he was so into this clothes washing to not waste a minute, just to get a few paisas, that she would bring a little bit of rice to him every day, once a day, and she would like feed it to him while he was washing the clothes. That's how much he didn't have time. So she came with the rice, and she saw he wasn't washing the clothes. He was dancing. This was a culture shock. She looked at her husband and said, "I didn't know you knew how to dance." And he was in another world. And she, at the beginning, she was laughing. It was very amusing. But then she tried to somehow or other talk to him, and she saw his eyes were in another world. He was in the spiritual world dancing. And she was trying to communicate with him. But he didn't respond. So she ran into the village. And she said, "I think my husband has been haunted by a ghost." So this was becoming serious. So the whole village came. And they saw him dancing. And they were keeping a distance. Because they were afraid the ghost might enter them. So they were yelling, you know, washerman, you know, it's time to eat. What are you doing? What? And he didn't know anything but Hari Bol. He was dancing. So finally, one of those men, they went, I'll somehow or other get him out of this trance. And he went and touched the washerman. And as soon as he touched him, that man started dancing, chanting Hari Bol. And he just looked to the whole village and said, he wasn't in such a state like the washerman. He said, "This is great. This is the ultimate perfection of life. Everyone come chant Hari Bol." And soon, hundreds of people, the entire village, was dancing on the riverbank, chanting Hari Bol. And Lord Chaitanya laughed and went to the next village. They had attained samadhi, spiritual perfection. Of course, he came back after some time and washed the clothes. But this is how great personalities, even when they're abused, I don't have time. What are you doing here? Why have you come? That robber, he was about to kill Lord Chaitanya. What are you doing here? But because such great souls see that spiritual essence within us, they simply, as Srila Prabhupada said, they simply remind us of what we have forgotten, who we actually are, who is the supreme, ultimate object of our love, what is our eternal relationship with that supreme, all-attractive object of love. Haridas Thakur, he taught that this is the true goal of yoga, the true goal of religion, the true goal of chanting the holy names of the Lord, is to awaken what is within. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a beautiful song. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole, Kotha nidra jayo maya, Pisachira khole. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up. Wake up from this dream that I am this vulnerable, dying physical body, that I'm this restless mind. I saw a study by a psychiatrist and a psychologist. Their estimation is the human mind has normally 60,000 thoughts in a day. That's quite unimaginable, isn't it? The mind is always changing. The body is always changing. And whatever circumstances we're trying to enjoy or find security in this world could change at any second. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. But wake up. You are beyond birth. Nachayate priyate mriyate tatvatachan. You're beyond death. You're the eternal soul. And what is the nature of the soul? Ananda. Ecstasy. That is our nature. And what is the essence of that ecstasy? Our love for Krishna. Our total intoxicated state of love for Krishna. That is who we are. Rather than living within this world trying to grab more and more things for the purpose of finding some satisfaction, we find that treasure in our hearts. And whether we are in business, whether we're lawyers or teachers or engineers or doctors or swamis or housewives or house husbands or whatever we may be, it's a perfect arrangement to perform our work in this world as a way of expressing our love and our gratitude to Krishna. Because we already have everything we want, everything we need within, and we want to express it rather than just grasping and groping for something else, never really satisfied. That is our potential, whoever we are. Srila Prabhupada and the great avatars, They came simply to remind us what we have forgotten. Today, there's so much depression, there's so much sadness, there's so much suffering. And people try to somehow or other relieve that pain of loneliness through so many methods of purposely just distracting ourselves from what's going on within us. We need to be distracted from the loneliness within our minds, from the anxiety of our minds. And science and technology and all sorts of other ways to present unlimited ways to distract ourselves from that. But bhakti is through the same mind and senses and through the same elements of this world to create situations that actually help us remind us and bring us deeper within ourselves to find the treasure we're all seeking. This is the purpose of life. This is why we chant the beautiful names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme washerman. He washed the heart clean. Cheto darpana marjanam. Thank you very much. Shall we have kirtan for a few minutes? Is there harmonium here? Thank you. Would you like to dance? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschakya Desatharine.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gopakta Vrinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.